Sometimes when you're with your grandchildren, it can be chaotic or uproar or bedlam. And you say to them, I'm in charge here, but of course you know that you're not. I'm in control here. Or how do I get control here? And you know that you can't. When your children are babies, you've got some control. You know when they're going to eat, and you know when they're going to go to bed, and you know that they're safe in their room and in their cot. But when they become teenagers, that control goes, and they decide where they're going and who they're going to be with. And of course, my wife Betty taught at a school in the Gorbals where children jumped from desk to desk and sat on the windowsills. And our daughter taught in a secondary school where girls used to spray each other with hairspray and where the police were called on occasions. Without control, it's almost impossible to teach. I speak about the work of prison chaplaincy to various groups, and I always ask them, what do you think is the most important thing about a prison, apart from keeping offenders within the walls? What's the most important thing? And some say, well, it must be their visits from their family. And others say, well, it must be their exercise, or it must be their educational opportunities, or it must be their recreation. It's none of these things. The most important thing in a prison after keeping prisoners in is control, because without control, you have nothing. You have no regular food, you have no exercise, you have no visits. Control is absolutely imperative, and the most important place in the prison is the control room, where there are all the cameras covering the whole prison. That's the center and heartbeat of the prison's life, because there, what is going on is control, and when control is lost, then everything is lost. Addicts know all about that. I heard a man being interviewed this week on the radio who had a gambling addiction, and over again he said, it was out of control, my life was out of control. Alcoholics know about that. Their drinking is out of control. We know about Brexit. We know about taking back control, or trying to take back control of our laws, control of our money, control of our borders, control of our fishing. We know how important control is and what it's like to lose it. There's a man in Gifford South called Eddie Cunning who had lost his wife. Eddie came to church every Sunday, had a pinstripe suit, brilliant white shirt. He wore his gloves every Sunday, even in the summer. He had his leather gloves. And Eddie had lost his wife, but his pal Raymond, who stayed two doors up, had also lost his wife. And whereas Eddie was on top of things and in control, Raymond wasn't. Raymond phoned Eddie one day and he said, Eddie, I've just bought a pie from Greg's. What do you do with it? And Eddie said, Raymond, you'll need to get a grip. You'll need to get control. You'll need to learn things so that you're on top of things, because that's how I survive. He said, I don't even get out of bed in the morning unless I know what the program for the day is. I've got to control what I do, because if I don't control the day will control me. We know how important control is. Our text this morning on this Easter day doesn't come from the scripture that was read to us, but it comes from St. John's Gospel, where Jesus was speaking about his death, and listen to what he says. He says, no man takes my life from me. I lay it down. I lay it down, and I can take it up. Jesus was in control. He was in control from start to finish. He was in control when he was baptized by John. John said, I can't baptize you. Jesus said, oh yes, you will. He was in control when he was tempted in the desert. Remember? He said to the tempter, "It is written, it is written, it is written." No thanks. Jesus was in control. He seemed to be in control when he called his disciples. It's almost as if they had no option but to respond. They immediately left what they were doing and followed him. Such was his authority. He was in control when he was teaching. They said, "He teaches not like other teachers. He teaches with authority." He's in control of what he was doing. He was even in control of nature when he called the sea to be still and the wind to drop. With a word, he healed. He was in control. And most of all, he was in control in the last days of his life. In the last days of his life, he set his face toward Jerusalem. He was no victim. Jesus is not some helpless victim. He set his face toward Jerusalem. He didn't need to go there. He knew exactly what he was doing. He predicted what would happen when he got there. He was in control. He told the disciples to go and get the donkey. He had made the arrangements. He told the disciples that they were going to have a last supper together. He made the arrangement. He was in control of what happened. When they came to arrest him, he said, "Why have you come here with swords and cudgels to arrest me?" He said, "Take me." He was in control from start to finish. He is no innocent victim. He was controlling all that happened. And before Pilate, most of all, he was in control. He remained silent to Pilate's questioning. And then when he did speak, it was clear that he was in control. Pilate said to him, "Do you not understand that I have power to crucify you or to set you free?" And Jesus said to him, "You would have no power unless God, my heavenly Father, had given it to you." He was in control at his trial, and he was in control on the cross of Calvary. Even from that cross, he identified his mother and said to John, "Look after her." He said to the thief, "You will be with me in paradise this very day." And even at the moment of his death, he was in control. His life wasn't taken from him, he gave it. The scripture says that he gave up his spirit. He breathed his last. He gave up his life at the end, from in control then. From start to finish. So what about your life and mine? And what about our world's life? Who's in charge? Who's in control? Is it the United Nations? Is it the Prime Minister? Who's in control of our church? Is it the moderator? Is it the ministry's council? Who's in charge? Who's in control? Who's in control of your life? Is it chance? Is it written in the stars? Who's in control? I had an email this week from a friend, and he quoted this verse from the book of Jeremiah. "For I know," says Jeremiah, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future." God has a plan. God is in control. And this day, more than any other day in the Christian year, signifies that the purposes of God are sure and will be carried through and fulfilled. The disciples must have thought, "We've lost control." They must have asked themselves, "Who is in control? Is it the dark powers that have crucified our Lord?" Resurrection and Easter Day is the answer to the question, "Who is in control?" God is in control. In control of our world, in control of our church, in control of your life and mine. And his purpose for you, his purpose for our church, his purpose for our world will be fulfilled according to his word and purpose for us all. And that is the message of Easter Day. That is God's answer to the question that we ask ourselves of our own life, of our church's life, of our world's life. Who is in charge? Who is in control? The Lord is. He who is risen. He who was raised up. God's answer to the question, who is in charge? Amen, and thanks be to God for this, His word on this Easter day.